Tune into them vibes, we giving all that. You know school is session and we ain't giving no hall pass. So
Cheers, No Advisory Podcast, and we are back with another live show, man. It's your boy, C.O. McClain.
It's your girl,
Ashby. Yeah, and the boy next door, the dude from school, the jerk at work, Patty.
Shout out to Shot Boogie, shout out to E-Class, shout out to Merciless E-Class. Guy Met, Guy Maker, shout out to P-Fine. She had the EP released the other day. It was lit.
Yeah, as much as I could, John was sexy, boy. Yeah. She looked good. I like that bodysuit, girl.
Yeah, she had it glittery and all that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was a dope event, you
I
know?
That John was to, sexy,
yeah,
boy.
Sexy, intimate, you know. It was R&B vibe-ish.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, shout out to P-Fine and that a great event the other night. Shout out to Kate Digital in the background. You know what it is. The camera, the extraordinary cam videographer. Kate been grind. He been working, man.
That's right.
That's that.
Let me tell you, Kay, it's going to pay off in the end when you get to retire by 35.
Right. And the Kyrie Irving age, because he just said he want to retire in his mid-30s.
Oh, did
he? Yeah, he said, like, I guess I'm thinking like 34, 35, he want to retire.
Goals. But you know,
do what you love what you do. You know
that's
what I'm
right,
saying?
That's
so
right.
For Kay, it's not work. You know what I mean? That's what I forget. I can't talk for him, but I don't think it's work. If you do what you love what you do.
Absolutely. Right. That's a given.
That's a given. What else I forgot? Did I forget anybody? I ain't forget nobody, right?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, if I did forget, my bad. My bad.
We
getting adjusted for these Sundays. You know, Sundays is usually more calm day. Saturdays is like, you got too much shit going on. Sundays, like, I just can't. I just went shopping, do all types of shit. Laid back. I mean,
oh, have y'all started some. Christmas shopping?
Hell
I'm
yeah.
done.
Nigga, I was at Bed Bath & Beyond getting them candles the other day in that long ass line.
Yeah, it was
line.
Crazy.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
I was up in that motherfucker.
What, you just put them all in gift bags and just pass them
so
out?
So did,
you know,
nigga.
Patty,
I gave one
basic.
Of my lady. I gave one of my lady, and then I did. Then I got one for my best friend, and then I got
another
one.
I hope you got her more than Bath & Body Works.
Huh?
I hope ain't no huh. You if you can huh, you can.
Well, I got one of them candles.
And what else?
$25 candles.
And what else?
That's it from Bed Bath and Beyond. She got all that other stuff.
Bath and Body Works. I said
Bath and Body Works.
Yeah, yeah, he was over there the other day. We got
the
some
BBBB.
It was like $9 for the candles. And
yeah.
That's usually marked at $25.
You got how many? You got.
My wife bought some shit. She loved them.
How many she got?
She, I know her receipt was like this long. So.
Oh yeah, he said receipt. Yeah. It'd be like that.
And then they had a good sale, so.
Facts.
How's up in there?
Hot topics. Yeah, I did that shit right.
Slid you
hot
in.
Topics.
All the way up under the butt, nigga.
Hot topics.
We were just talking about something else.
You definitely did it. We not gonna say whether or not it was good or not.
You know, knowing Petty, ain't nothing good.
What? What are you talking about?
His little hot topics.
Hot topics.
It's only good when I do it.
It sounds kind of like a little bit like Creeper, like you drive a conversion van.
Or like you drive a white. I thought you were gonna say like you drive a white van.
Like white, like a conversion van. Yup, and you be at the. You be saying that to pick little kids up at the bus stop.
Hot topics. What we got, Ash? What we got? Oh, wait. Shout out to our very special guest we got coming in the building. We got Little Richie and Young Prophet. They're going to be in the building with us later on today. Yeah.
Well, so as y'all know with the hot topics, we like to start with the bull and end on a good note.
Right.
So starting out, we're going to talk about Juice WRLD, y'all.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
man.
He did die. Juice WRLD, the talented young rapper and singer, whose career was just taken off, is dead after suffering a seizure in Chicago's Midway Airport. According to TMZ, Juice's flight from California landed early Sunday morning, and after deplaning, witnesses tell us he suffered the seizure while walking through the airport. Law enforcement sources say he was bleeding from his mouth when paramedics got on the scene. We're told Juice, real name Jared Anthony Higgins, was still conscious when he was transported by Chicago Fire. However, he was pronounced dead short time later at the hospital. The cause of death is unclear at this time. So
That's trash. He just celebrated his birthday. He just turned 21.
And my son, shout out to my kid, was playing me a song wherever he said something where he knew he was gonna die before 21. So he was already cryptic a lot of his music. So
right.
It was loud out there, and they having a party. So I guess a lot of his music. And then he sings that, I seen the shadows in my room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a real. Like that I mean, song.
And the thing about that whole situation is like, you know, he's 21. A lot of these, you know, young artists, they young and they, you know, pop all types of pills, mix all type of medications together.
That's the same thing. You know? That's the same thing I was thinking. Like, I think it was, you know, you don't want to put nothing, being that it's unclear how he died.
Right.
You don't want to put nothing out there. But, you know, a lot of these rappers, you got to, if you was rapping about doing it, I'm assuming you did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, nonetheless, rest in peace. And, you know, right. He's where he is and his family. That's who you want to pray for right now. You know what I mean? So
yeah, man. Rest in peace to Juice WRLD, man. Just turned 21. That's sad.
Yes, yes, yes. So moving on. So y'all, 3 men charged with capital murder in the killing of Joshua Brown, the witness in the Amber Geiger murder trial.
Mm-hmm.
So they finally charged those 3 guys, which
after all this time,
all the damn time, this shit didn't got old on a nigga.
I mean, and that's what they want. They want for people to forget it. They want the potential jury pool to forget it, so they can have a fair trial. I don't know. This whole thing, I'm not going to be going back and forth with this case with y'all, but you know what I'm saying? This whole thing is just, it's fishy. We still side-eyeing y'all Texas, and we on y'all ass. Don't think we done forgot.
Right.
Just because it's not hot in the media, don't think it ain't fresh on our brain. Right. That's the thing about it. People think we done forgot. We ain't forgot.
Right. So what they charging with again?
So they have been charged with capital murder. So the 3 men charged with capital murder, 3 men have been identified in the murder of Joshua Brown and are facing capital murder charges. Joshua Brown was shot multiple times at a Dallas apartment complex on October 4th. Just a few days prior, Brown testified on the stand against former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger, in which they said that his testimony was pretty much the nail in the coffin. And people are saying, like, why wouldn't they kill him prior to him testifying? You know, that's the main conspiracy that I'm hearing.
Right.
I don't think they ever thought that she was going to go to jail.
Right.
I don't think that they thought that that was going to be a guilty verdict,
right?
Ever,
but
you know, she that, too much
I mean, some justice is better than no justice, right? So,
yeah,
you know, that's how that go.
Yep.
I'm at a loss for words. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like, you know, it's like so much evolving information and so many different situations that you have to deal with. It's like you never even get a chance to get over something else. You know, it's like I'm still like Sandra Bland still hurt my heart, and you know the you know it's a couple other situations that then went down.
Look, I think we all are suffering from like some traumatic post traumatic stress from all this shit that's been happening. That's
I feel like it's an overload. I feel like I'm being forcibly desensitized. You see what I'm saying?
That's what you don't. And then when you feel that petty, it's important that you stop and make sure you go to extra mile.
But I don't know how to stop. What, like stop consuming information?
No, just go to extra mile to make sure you do care. You know, like even how you mentioned Sandra Bland, you haven't forgot. Yeah. So that's something. You ain't too desensitized.
No,
ain't took your heart yet. It's something in there still.
It's coming. You know what I'm talking about.
Ain't no ice box where your heart used to be.
I got an ice box, Mike.
So cold. We did have to have an Omarion moment. I feel like that's important.
What else we got?
All right, so moving on, y'all. George Zimmerman is still walking around.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like this shit.
We talking about this dude? We really want to talk about this dude?
Hey, what the fuck?
I mean, George Zimmerman, he's getting ready to file a $100 million lawsuit against Trayvon Martin's parents. Is a person who covers hot topics. How can I not cover that topic? Gosh. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
You know what I mean? What we need to be discussing is why old boy is dead, you know, in Texas, that testified in the Amber Geiger trial, and George Zimmerman around able to go down to the courthouse and
file $100 million lawsuits.
$100 million cases. He's alleging all types of stuff.
But you know what? The lawyer with that. Yeah. But you know, the lawyer, he got a history of doing like these kind of charges against like black folks. I forgot what they called it. It was something they called it. But he's an activist. Nah, it's not an activist. It's something with him that they said they got pending cases out on him because he, I forgot, I read it on something. It was, uh-huh. It's something entailing with black folks and how when they get off with the some with the civil rights, something like that.
So but, he says, he also discussed in the book, in the film, in a book, mm-hmm. the Trayvon hoax, unmasking the witness fraud that divided America, which claims Rachel Jantel, that was that young high school girl that testified.
That testified, yeah.
Yeah, Rachel Jantel was an imposter.
Right.
And was not the young lady on the phone right before Martin was murdered.
Right.
So y'all remember Trayvon was allegedly on the, or he was on mm-hmm. the phone.
Right.
And prior to mm-hmm. all this happened, and yeah. she was a, who he was on the phone with. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's all
it good. Wasn't Zimmerman that, is the lawyer for Zimmerman that pushed that.
That pushed what?
Yeah, that pushed the lawsuit, that the $100 million lawsuit. Because so he has a history of doing that against black people. Yeah. Yep,
and then on top of that, mm-hmm. Zimmerman can't get no job nowhere. He can't make no fucking money.
I mean, Zimmerman is a lost cause, man. He's I think he's dead to the world, especially after this. He's really super dead. Like, I wouldn't mind if somebody did something.
You know what's crazy? Yeah, I was just thinking, like, man, like, Buddy is just, like, walking. Like, you just kind of... Like his, I don't think his life is gonna get better.
Nah,
you
know what I'm saying? That's karma, man. Karma gonna catch up.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like a. He's got. It's like I was saying that it's kind of feeling bad for the man because mm-hmm. I know he got a rainy cloud over him. You know, and it's got to be empty feeling to live like how he living.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to think about it. All that energy, people. All the hate. People have towards them. Can't nothing good from you coming.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's too much hate out there on you, over you, in your name.
Right.
In your name. It's a lot of hate.
And with a name like Zimmerman, where are you going?
Like, it ain't a lot of hate in your name. It might be like four or five people that hate, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know
what I'm saying? Right.
That hate any of us, you know what I mean?
On an ordinary day.
Oh, yeah.
Millions?
Yeah. He got so much hate. It's his cloud rainy, man.
Right.
Yeah, looking crazy. So, moving on, y'all. DaBaby was on his way from New York City to Charlotte to perform at Power 98's Winter Block Party. Shout out
to Power 98.
Power 98 Morning Madhouse always shining us out. They always showing us love.
Yeah,
so.
They do.
So New York to Charlotte to perform at the Winter Block Party. But unfortunately, his jet experienced some technical difficulties on the way to the show. He expressed his disappointment on Instagram. Nonetheless, he performed for the crowd through FaceTime, keeping his promise to everyone to stay tuned in because he's going to make up for this.
Right.
So
that's some real nigga shit right there.
Yeah, I mean,
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know what's crazy? I like how did it really go? Like, have you seen?
Yeah, he just on FaceTime. They played his songs, and he was just on FaceTime, like doing what he doing in the jet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's not really, you couldn't perform.
But you know, some people don't even do that.
Right. Some people are like, you know what, fuck it. So this is his hometown, so it's like he had to do something. Show face. You know, shout out the baby for that. That was a real
absolutely,
nigga move right
absolutely.
There.
I like that. You know what I mean? I wonder, I didn't follow the fact after the fact, did he end up getting there and then performing?
Nah, he never got there. They had a whole after party at World and all that.
I think actually the next one, if you had your ticket stubs, is going to be free, right?
Yeah.
Did they say when they're going to do it? They haven't said when they're going to do it, but we'll...
He probably going to pop out with like some superstars.
With that Supreme box. Yeah,
right.
Damn.
P-Fine might be opening. You never know.
Right, you never know.
We're going to put that in the air.
Facts.
Put that in the air. Sprinkles.
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 All right, so moving on, y'all. I really don't have anything else. I try to end on a good note.
Yeah, I'm glad you ended on the baby note.
Yeah, I did want to kind of end on a good note.
Them other two was morbid than the motherfucker.
But you know what? I just want to keep it, you know, to what's going on.
Right.
I want to let y'all know and keep abreast of what's going on.
Abreast. I like breast.
We know you do.
Like breast. What is that in your drink? What kind of, is that kombucha? What is that?
It's red wine. I only drink red wine Merlot.
Red wine? You didn't corrupt the QT cup with some red wine?
Shut up. I paid for this cup.
Because frenzy.
I'm seeing y'all joking.
You came in here with a box frenzy.
We giving them free promo. No free promo.
No,
I'm
about to put tape over next time. But I be seeing y'all jokers go in there, go straight to the soda machine, fill up your cup, and leave out the door. Meanwhile, I go to the register being an honest citizen.
Right.
Y'all know I got a guilty conscience. I'll be driving down the street and turn around.
The infrastructure of that building is not right. You shouldn't build... You should shouldn't have no damn. You shouldn't have no damn drink machines over by the side door.
Sometimes at night they be.
Y'all didn't build that right. Y'all didn't think about that.
Sometimes they be looking like they mad at me. Like, bitch, why you fucking paying for this?
Yeah. You
95 cent hoe. Yeah. Golly, you could have walked out the door. I'm like, well, shit.
Yeah, this gonna go up on your ass. It's gonna be 2:15 in a minute.
That's a lie, and that's the day I'll stop getting it.
But yo, man, let's get a wrap. Shout out to Ash B with the hot topics.
Y'all follow us on our Instagram and all that. Yes.
So we're gonna take a little break, and we're gonna be back with our very special guest, Little Richie. It's North Ozzy Podcast, and we are back, man. We got our very first, very special guest in the motherfucking building right now. Give a round of applause for my man, Lil Richie, right quick.
Lil Rich.
What's good, man? So for the people that don't know, let the people know who you are, where you from, the fuck you do, baby.
What's happening, everybody? It's your boy, Lil Richie, rocking with you right now, No Advisory Podcast. Look here, man, for those that don't know, I am an artist, author, model, actor. Look. I do it all, man. Make sure y'all stay tuned. We rocking with you right now. You dig?
That's what I'm talking about. I love this motherfucking energy. Like, he was like, he made for this shit.
Yep.
He's like, huh?
I was going to say, we will be using that, by the way.
That was a great plug. He had 15 seconds. It was perfect.
Perfect.
Cut.
So we just was listening to the song, I Got the Bag. What is it? I Want the Bag, right?
Yes, sir.
Produced by Zaytoven.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So let the people know a little bit about that. How did that, that relationship came about, how the song come about?
Okay, so really, the way the whole Zaytoven situation came about was, I was on a TV show called The Rap Game, and that's when me and Zaytoven was first introduced to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a TV show, so I really couldn't kick it with him the way I had wanted to.
Right.
But it's like out of sight, out of mind. So when I got eliminated from the show, you know, we weren't able to kick it the way we was. But I saw Zaytoven was hosting this event. So I was like, this is the perfect opportunity for me to go up there and, you know, get my jump start what I want to start going. Because I want like, Zaytoven has always been a person that I idolize him. Like, just like, oh, my God, I want to work with Zay.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I saw the opportunity, you know, I had to make my move. So I went out there. Zaytoven remembered me, and he felt like I really got robbed, and he felt like he believed in my talent, so he was like, "Man, come on, man, let's work."
Mm-hmm.
So the rest is history, and apparently I impressed the dude because we ain't just stopped there; we got way more music coming, you know.
Right.
So, that's so sad.
Because I saw, like, you know, on the Instagram and everything, kind of like y'all got like a nice relationship going on. It's not like a just, yo, I did a beat, I rapped over a song, and that was it. Y'all kind of got like a friendship, but like a close bond going on there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's dope.
That's what's up. Now, where are you from?
I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina.
You are from Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you feel like the rap game? Because I already know when people do reality show, they say the editing and all that. Do you feel like the show portrayed you as an artist the way you wanted to be portrayed to the world? Because that was like your intro to the world.
Right.
Right. Well, it's reality TV.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes, most of the time, reality TV is not actually reality.
Right.
So it's like, it was really, like, for ratings and everything was, like, staged to jumpstart the show so that it can come off with a bang and so everything could just, you know,
get everybody interested. They give you a topic and y'all play off that topic for
you. Get everybody interested in the show. But, you know, I felt like I got the exposure that I needed out of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I really look at it as a win and not a lose, you know. I make the best out of what happened.
Right.
Yo, I like that. So, yo, now that you didn't had a little taste, you didn't had a little peek behind the curtain, right? Mm-hmm. What's the biggest difference that you noticed, or what's the biggest thing that you've awareness that you've gained since you've become semi-successful, as you've been going up the chain and being more and more noticed? Something that you didn't know before you started, now on this end, now it's like, yo, this is crazy. I didn't think it was going to be like this. Mm.
Yeah, because industry is crazy.
Baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, well, I always heard people tell me this and tell me that, but it's like one thing to realize it yourself firsthand, and then just getting the experience yourself of it, and somebody just telling you, you can understand where they're coming from and feel it. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't your friend in this industry. You know,
right?
Don't let the opportunities just fly past you. When you see your opportunity, you have to go for it. You know, you can't just let it go out the window, because who's to say it's gonna come around again? You know, you got to make the best of it the first time.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. Right.
So you signed to an indie label, right? Let's Ride.
Let's Ride Records.
A lot of people, you know, when they come into the game, they want to be signed to like a major label. They want major distribution. So for you being signed to your own imprint, Let's Ride, where do you guys want as far as like distribution, or how do y'all want the majors to get involved with what y'all doing?
Really, we just looking for a distribution deal. We ain't looking for nothing else, because like, we got the talent, we got the label. We don't really need much. We don't need no money. We don't need nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We just need to distribute our music to all of these different marketing areas, you know, so to get it to everybody.
Right.
So it's just like a larger crowd that you're able to, you know, just feed everybody, instead of just feeding it from a little group, you know. It's just opening the circle more.
Right. Because you're young. How old are you?
I'm 14.
You freaking lying.
Wait, hold up. It just changed my whole
I knew you was young. I didn't know you were young.
14?
You were 14.
Yeah,
right.
Lil Richie, you have a good head on your shoulder. Yo. You are wise. You've been here before.
You did. Yo, I'm thinking all this time, before. He like 18, 19, the way he carried himself and the way he chose his words.
I have an 8-year-old son, and he loves you. Right. So it's like, how does it feel? Like, gosh, I did not know you were so young. How does it feel like to, because I'm pretty sure you're around an older crowd being Most in this definitely. Industry. Mm-hmm. How do you, and I know you got Big Rich over here to kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Right, the muscle one back, on the other
shoulder, like, hey, but how is it to be kind of mixed in with the adult crowd being so young? Like,
well, honestly, see, like, just being in the industry that we are all in, you know, it's like, you have to have a mature and, just like you said, been here before, you have to have a mature mindset and mentality of everything. So it's like, you gotta, not so much as you gotta be held to a certain standard, but you have to realize what entertainment industry you are in, and what way to go about situations. Right. You can't, even if you are young, you can't act like a young person. You have to still have the same, for you to be looked at and taken seriously as the same adults, you know what I'm saying, that you're not necessarily in competition with, but you in the same market ranges with.
Right.
So it's like, you have to step up to that same mentality.
Right. Yeah. What they say, much given is much expected.
To whom much is given, much is required.
Yeah, for sure. Living up to it.
So you know what I want to know, like, to loop back to the point for the rap game, right? Because some artists, they get on these platforms, these big, huge platforms, and you know, some of them thrive off of it, and some of them, sometimes it helps their career, and sometimes the complete opposite. Right. For you, how do you feel being on there? Has it hindered your growth as an artist, or just put you in a light that you didn't want people to know? Or how has that transition been from the rap game and trying and coming out and being an artist?
I feel like at first, because, you know, anything you do, people gonna hate on.
Right.
I feel like at first it was hindering me, but I realize now, it wasn't hindering me at all. It was just basically making me stronger, you know what I'm saying, to just be more aware of what world that we are in today. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I feel like the rap game really helped my career.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I gained the exposure at the situation, and it just mentally, like, made me stronger. And, like, I just grew so much from in a week's time frame that I was in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I just progressed, you know, as you get older, you mature. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like I did.
Right. I like it. I mean, and then to the point of just Charlotte, like, you're an ambassador for what, for the Hornets?
Yes, sir.
Right. Like, I be seeing Lil Richie out there doing these events and stuff. You be slap boxing. What's the name?
You slap boxing Hornet.
The Hornet.
Hugo.
Yeah, the Mass Hugo.
Hugo, yeah.
You know, that, like, you know, so how did that, how is being an ambassador for Charlotte, like, how is that intertwined with your career?
It's just amazing, because I don't necessarily look at what anybody else doing, but I feel like just to put on for the city at such a young age, because I really don't tell my age to people, you know what I'm saying? Because,
right.
Like, it, sometimes it can take it away or sometimes it can help, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't really tell my age, but just doing it at such a young age, it helps me add more to my resume and help me be looked at from a different standpoint. I'd be like, oh, he doing this, he doing that. He with the Charlotte Hornets. You know what I'm saying? It was just major.
Right.
I ain't seen nobody else do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, I like this man. Artist,
I like this guy. Hey, Big Rich.
Did a good job, man.
Did a great job, brother.
All right, so I don't know. I have my little paper here, right? So
gosh, you're right.
He got his notes too. Look how little it's writing in too.
So I got a couple of things we want. I'm gonna ask Little Rich, right?
Okay.
So, well, this is Little Rich faves. All right. So I'm gonna ask you 10 faves, and you're gonna give me the answers. All right. So first, favorite food.
I'm cool with like just pizza, man.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Pepperoni or cheese?
Right, what time?
I like Supreme.
Okay.
Oh, everything on there.
Everything.
All right. Favorite basketball or football team?
Charlotte Hornets and the Carolina Panthers. I put on for the city.
Oh, man, that man. Hey, good. He
True blue and teal. All right, so before we go, how do you feel about their record right now, man? They doodoo.
Who you talking about? Hold on, who you talking about?
The Panthers.
I mean, they doodoo. You could be talking about
something.
And then what is too,
man. I love the city.
Uh-huh.
I don't even necessarily pay attention to what the score record is.
All right.
That's a good answer.
I know they out there doing their thing. They trying their best. That's
they
all
are.
That matters.
That's getting hurt.
That's the best politically correct answer you could have said.
That's a true blue, though. That's a true blue, Richie. True blue. Right. So that's what you got, man.
Favorite artist?
I don't even got a favorite artist, actually. I listen to a lot of different artists because, you know, like, I'm an artist, not just a rapper. So it's just like, I listen to a lot of different genres, and you know what I'm saying? So I don't necessarily, like, just have one favorite artist.
I ain't sure to say you.
But, I mean, you cut me off. I was finna say that, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like...
Let him finish.
Yeah. I got it.
My favorite artist is myself, you know?
There you go.
I feel like that should be everybody's favorite artist.
That's everybody's favorite artist. Yourself. Okay. All right, your favorite sport to play.
Basketball. I do it for fun. Not that I'm actually skilled in it, but I just do it for fun. It's something that I like to do.
All right. Favorite pastime?
I ain't got an answer for that one. I ain't got one.
All right. We want to put an asterisk on that one.
Rapid, son.
Your favorite? Nah, I can't say that. Yeah, I can say your favorite book you like to read.
Oh, you know, I'm an author, so my favorite book is my own book. It's called The Know That Men Go Harder. It's a motivational book, and it's basically like telling my story. So it's like, that's why I really love it so much, because it's like, not just is it my story, but I feel like everybody can relate to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
what's the name of the book?
The Know That Men Go Harder.
Okay.
It's a motivational book, actually. It was when I had first got eliminated from the show, The Rap Game. And it's basically like, you know, I went through a little depression at the moment, but it's basically about finding a motivation to come back. And I had to understand that sometimes man's rejection is God's protection.
Sometimes he's protecting you for something else, because I'm pretty sure. You know what I mean? Sometimes the longer you stay, the worse off. A lot of people, they should have stopped a little earlier, you know what I mean? Because their reputation at this point, the things that they did afterwards, and probably felt like they had to do to kind of stay relevant. Like, their name ain't, your name is good on these streets, Little Richie, all right? So I think that was a...
All right, we got what, three more? Your favorite television show?
The Flash.
The Flash.
Yes, sir.
All right. The Flash.
That's on Netflix.
Netflix.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Favorite.
My son liked that one. Yeah, he liked that one.
It's still on, right? Is it still on? Because I know they took
I don't know if they got the other one off. You talking about the old one? Nah, I'm talking about the new joint.
Yeah, the new one off Netflix.
Yeah, it's still on.
That's still on. I know they took off, what's the other one? The guy, he drinks the coffee and get the woman and smash the woman
Deadpool.
With the coffee. Not Deadpool. It's the black dude.
Luke Cage.
Oh,
they
just
say he drinks the coffee.
I ain't even know they took
that off. He take the girl. He like, yo, you want some coffee?
That was
and he smashes the girl.
Sidebar, that was a real nigga superhero.
That was what it was.
Like, first of all, that probably didn't happen in one scene, and that's his character.
Right, right. Nah.
No, he. What you mean as far as getting the coffee?
Yeah.
No, he does that for like all of them.
Nah, Oh, you talking about he take him out to get coffee?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
man.
That's his ploy to smash.
Every time?
No, not every time. That's the wrong way to describe
this. That's what I'm saying. Because you know,
this nigga has a better, this nigga has a higher purpose in the world.
I feel like that's how I don't know nothing about Luke Cage. So
that's
now
how you get his woman.
How you describe him is every time he suggests a girl
to like
get
coffee. Yeah, like he a womanizer and shit.
Is he? That's
no.
How I'm taking
the nigga's bulletproof and he's real strong.
Right.
Those are the two most important things you need in the hood to be a superhero. You need to be bulletproof, and you need to be very strong.
And drink coffee.
See.
I don't drink coffee, so we can go out for a Mountain Dew, I guess. I ain't know.
All right, hold
coffee.
On. Let's get two more, right?
Okay.
Two more.
Yeah,
your favorite fast food restaurant?
Fast food.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's not even out here. It's actually in L.A. I like Raisin Cane's.
Oh, Raisin. I've never been there. Raisin Cane's.
What kind of enough?
Yeah, Raisin Cane. That's new. I never heard that one before.
Yeah, it's out there in L.A., like on the West Coast and everything. That
what they serve?
They sell chicken and like, it's like Zaxby's 2.0.
Okay. Oh, word.
Ooh, yeah. Not 2.0.
What is it called again?
I love
Raisin
Cane.
Raisin. Oh, I got
to
go next time. Go out
about
there.
That. My homegirl, Vanessa.
I heard about it before. I've never been.
Mm-hmm. Word. I like, L.A. got a lot of it.
Okay.
Places to eat. What's that place? Ain't that other place in L.A. where it got like that burger joint where you catch a heart attack or something?
In and out.
Yeah.
In and out
burger.
Well, now they got the Beyond Burger, so you ain't got to get all that beef.
Listen, I don't really like burgers.
You'll die a little slower.
I ain't
okay.
That's the goal in life, die a little slower. Right.
Your favorite movie?
Boys in the Hood.
Richie, but that came out when you were born.
That came out earlier. I think around the 90s.
My man was born in 05, 06.
Yeah, he wasn't born yet. Definitely a throwback.
But look, it's like you got to know your history.
My son was born in 03. He's 16. I'm like, hell,
he don't know nothing about it.
Yeah,
you've been here before, Rich.
About that.
You damn sure did to say Boys in the Hood.
Ricky! 1991. It came out in 1991.
91?
Yeah.
Okay.
What you like? What about that movie you like, dog? What stood out about it?
You know everything. You know the main part, like you said, Ricky.
Ricky. I mean, I think that's.
I feel like it was crazy though. What happened, the way a situation happened, and everything.
Right.
It just shows you how real things is in life, and like how grimy situations can be.
Yeah. Especially on the West Coast, dog. On the West Coast, you know, it's like we on the East Coast, you know, in the South, you know, we think like gangbanging ain't really as serious over here.
It's so serious
out there. Yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying? You don't realize how serious it is and petty it is.
All right, we got one more.
Yeah.
You got one more?
One more.
You got a whole list.
Your favorite country you would like to visit?
I'm going to say Spain.
Spain.
Oh, look at you.
Okay.
That's where they at. Don't get. That's where they at. Why Spain? Why Spain? What they got? Put
like
us on
the Spaniards.
Now. Put us on. I know, but they fair skin. They real fair skin.
I just see Spain is like so nice and so clean, and I feel like that's the place I want to go. I don't even really know too much about it. I just know what it looked like,
right?
And I know kind of foods they got out there.
Yeah. Right.
Mm. What's that one country where they have like if you can't like spit if you spit on the ground or something? It's so clean, like. You'll get fined. They arrest you.
Is it Dubai?
No, it's not Dubai. No. They got the bread. No, it's not France. I forgot.
I don't know. Is it
Switzerland? It's one of them countries.
And it's probably like, you got to catch me first.
There you go.
Singapore.
Yeah, that
Singapore?
One. Like, it's so clean. Like, yo, if you flick a booger, they gonna arrest your ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how clean it is, yo.
Yeah, that's how.
Oh,
that's
I'd
how.
Like to go there.
Yeah, now that's how. Do you not go in there?
Right. I would like to go there.
Me and you gonna be prisoners.
I'm saying you gonna get off the plane.
You
gonna get off the plane.
You gonna freaking animals.
Yo, you can eat off the. You can literally eat off the floor.
I'm not eating off the floor.
That's how clean it is.
Yeah.
It's clean as hell.
That's what they say
about
Canada.
By Canada? Nah, I've been to Canada a couple of times.
Canada, and I feel like everybody in Canada is so pretty. I haven't seen too many ugly people from Canada.
Oh man.
Show me an ugly person from Canada.
I have been to Canada. You gotta go to Canada.
No, I'm serious. I've never seen
what
an ugly
person.
What
you trying to say there? Super race out there? Like,
I mean, they got good genes.
I don't really like where you going with this, Ashby.
I mean, they got good genes. What do you want me to say?
I seen good genes, man.
People
ain't
in
no good genes out there,
I ain't
man.
Never seen a shout out to Canada.
Man, Drake come from there.
He's
and then that's it.
He's a handsome
that's
guy.
That's it. Who else? Anybody know anybody else?
Just
name somebody else that you know who came from Canada.
The people I saw when I went to Canada. Everybody was freaking pretty. pretty. They were beautiful. I didn't see anybody ugly. Anybody ugly? Are you not from here? Are you?
Nope. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna Google ugly people in Canada.
I ain't probably no ugly people in shit, Canada.
Messed up.
I mean, ain't no ugly people.
RJ Barrett from Canada.
I'ma Google what he looked like.
Yeah, Google what he looked like.
What's his name?
Hey, yo, Rich, man. What's next for you, man? Because we ain't gonna rant run right. off if you let us.
Oi!
We'll never come back.
Right. Crazy. Hey, I'm enjoying the environment, though.
Facts.
We appreciate
so, Larry, yeah, what's next, man? What's next for Lil Rich? You got the single out now with Zaytoven. Yes. What's next? You got an EP coming out. You got another single coming out. What's going on, man? What? Let the people know.
Okay, so right now, I want to thank all of my supporters that's listening right now. 2019 Spotify had just wrapped and we are my stats have said 261,000.
Oh, that's big.
So stream. So I want to say thank you to everybody that's listening right now.
Yes.
But for 2020, I'm gonna be releasing some major stuff in the first quarter. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that. I'm not even just like I'm saying major stuff because I'm not even just talking about music.
Right.
So. I got some more books coming.
More books? I was going to say, you writing more books?
Look, I'm getting into some acting and movies and all that right
That's
now. I'm doing more modeling shoots and everything, so look.
Right, I just saw you did a show in Atlanta and all
limit,
that.
Yes, sir. You are well on your way.
Right,
and
to
I
be
see,
so young.
Yeah,
crazy.
I see big things happening for you, regardless of even if I knew your age. I know you say you probably don't like to disclose your age. But I feel like you are on the right track, like, and I'm glad you stopped by us so we could say, look, we had him here.
Like we had him here.
I see big things for you. And good luck.
We didn't want to get too vulgar, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, good.
Right.
I've been in worse situations.
I'm sure you have, right?
They've been out in L.A.
Big Rich, like.
Thank God for Big Rich.
He said he's been out in L.A. It go down in L.A. It go everything.
And look,
go down
he
in
got
LA.
Family in Charlotte. No advisor got his back. Y'all better watch it because we got freaking flyer miles. Hey, you can give me a flight. Lil Rich need backup. We will be there.
Shit.
Hootie hoo, and we there. All right.
Yeah, darling. Yo. Anytime you need some Charlotte entourage, some real Charlotte people around you.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Call us out there. If you out of L.A., you having a roof party, something like that, call us out there.
Not a roof party.
A roof party.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just my mind. My wheels turning. My wheels is turning.
Right.
That's all.
Hey, yo, man, let them know you can find you on social media platforms, though, Rich.
What's up, everybody? Y'all can follow me on all social media at Lil Richie. That's LILRICHYE, except for on Twitter where it's LIL_RICHYE. Yeti.
Facts, man. So we got to ride out to your song, introduce the song, let them know, so we're going to ride it out, and yeah, introduce it, man, let them know.
Right now, y'all about to listen to my new single featuring my big bro, Zaytoven, and it's called I Want the Bag. We finna get into it like this.
That's
no
right.
Advisory Podcast, we live with it, baby, let's go.
Bang.
Bang, bang.
Yeah.
The bell right now, I'ma go get it. I grind 24/7, under my business. Got this money on my mind. Look at the vision. Multiply all the profit. Through the division. I'm with the bell right now, I'ma go get it. I grind 24/7, under my business. Got this money on my mind. Look at the vision. Multiply all the profit. Through the division. I want the bag. Can't do it like me. Nope. Kicking it like Bruce Lee. Got a whole lot of words like a beat. Dang. I'ma start 100 down to the top. I'm with the barrel right now. I'ma go get it. I grind 24/7. Under my business. Got this money on my mind. Look at the vision. Multiply all the profit. Through the division. I'm with the barrel right now. I'ma go get it. I grind 24/7. Under my business. Got this money on my mind. Look at the vision. Multiply all the profit. Through the division. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the bag right now. I want the b
I want the barrel right now. Young shawty, young shawty. Passport in my back pocket. Float a hustle, you can't knock it. I don't catch flights, I catch rockets. I'm out of here, don't hate, man. Going stupid cause I may have. Take your girls to the richest world. You can call it space jam. I'm blacking on them, get flexed on. Still talking on my flex phone. This shawty, bro, this my home. You start tripping, get blanked on. Hating dog, but actually, I got all these stacks of me. My family so bad for me. You talk bad, that's blasphemy. I want the barrel right now. Go get it. I grind 24/7, under my business. Under my business. Got this money on my mind. Look at the vision, look at the vision. Multiply all the profit, through the division, through the division. I'm with the barrel right now. I'ma go get it. Go get it. I grind 24/7, under my business. Under my business. Got this money on my mind. Look at the vision, look at the vision. Multiply all the profit, through the division, through the division. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the barrel right now. I want the bag, I want the bag, I want the barrel right now.
This feeling is new to me. Got a lot of things you should see. Let me show you where you should be, my me.
GS No Advisory Podcast, man, and we back. It's your boy Petty P.
It's your girl Ash B back again.
One time for P-Fine.
P-Fine on the mic.
And we got a very special guest, man. My man Young Prophet. Insert applause.
Yes. I mean, family at this point.
I mean, yeah,
hello.
Dog. You've been back. You're a repeat offender.
Yes, yours truly.
Habitual line stepper.
That's right.
Yours truly.
That's right.
Habitual line stepper.
I mean.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
I just flow with him.
I really just want to let him talk the whole time.
Right, right. Like, I feel like it would be redundant to just say, like, tell the people who y'all, where you from, and what the fuck you do. Because
by now,
that's our thing.
But yeah. Let's get it. So let the people know.
Yeah, I mean.
Again.
For the people who don't know already. Mm-hmm.
For the people in the back.
Well, right.
Who you are, where you from, and what you do.
I go by the name of Young Prophet, flies in the cockpit, a.k.a. Young Cypher, Nobody Nicer. Actually, that's a new alias.
Yeah, because you had that on.
That's why you got to ask them every time.
Flying in the cockpit, nigga.
That's right.
Young Prophet 2.0.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
I was born in the Bronx, which you know that already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was born in the Bronx, but I moved down here when I was a baby. And I was basically raised down here. I spent some years in New York, too, but... Yeah.
Had to. You can't talk like that.
So how has it been since the last? It's been a while since we seen. I think the last time that I sat down and talked with you was at your 16th birthday party, your sweet 16, which was, it was so many.
Man sounds so young.
I mean, whatever.
At the same time,
y'all don't know when it was. It could have been 4 years ago. It could have been 5 years ago. We don't know when it was. You know what I mean?
I wasn't at that party.
I got your back.
My last memory of an interview with Young Prophet was CIAA.
My age
gets like put on a wide screen every time. And she really, you know, she puts it out there too.
I mean, but I
she
think
got everybody we meet. He's 17.
Yeah, right, right.
Because you gotta tell these hussies.
See, you gotta tell these hussies,
don't
auntie, don't you?
Blame you.
You gotta tell them because they
don't
be on.
Blame
they be,
you.
They be ready to pull out and twerk.
We just had. That's what I had a conversation with Lil Richie just now. Was like, you know, how does it feel like being, you know, in a company of all these grown people, which are most of the time inappropriate. I'm around grown people every day, so I know how inappropriate they could be.
Most of them got heads, though. They got heads. So they think. Most of them.
Most of them. Most of them. Good luck. good thing you have a good head on your shoulders. One thing we can say.
I mean, we all got heads. Some of them just think with the wrong one.
I keep it clean. Yeah. Though.
Shit. Yeah. No purple dress. Sometimes you think with the wrong one. You like, damn, that head fucked me up.
You said no purple dress.
Yeah, no purple. I keep it clean. Some of my men hit me, cut me low, and get my line. I keep a clean head.
Work.
No, so dress. Keeping your clean head, and you know, we talking about the cougars, the mountain lions, and making sure we let these ladies know how old you are. Is there a one that you have right now in your life?
Oh, nah.
No? Nope. You focus?
Yeah. I just got out of something, really.
That was a hesitant year.
You just what?
I just got out of something, really.
Did you?
Okay.
Was it a heartbreak? Is it? Look, can we hear about it in
like
the music?
I didn't like it. Yeah, you will soon. I didn't like it. It wasn't a heartbreak, but it's something like I can talk about. Yeah, I didn't like it.
So talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
She was 18.
Okay.
And she was from, I think she was from Wilmington, but she was all over the place. She was a country girl. And she had her own job, made her own money. I liked her independence. Mm-hmm. And I saw potential in her. And I had plans, but with her, it was just, I guess, one thing. And she didn't tell me.
Like, one thing? What do you mean? What was that one thing?
She wants you to be stable.
Nah. She just wanted to.
I mean, but at the same time, she's getting with somebody that's younger than her and that's kind of growing and coming into his own. So you got to meet him where he's at the same time.
I mean, what did you say? One thing.
What was the one thing, though?
Did we play the game the last time? We haven't done that in a long time. But what was it, though?
No, we haven't.
I just told you.
What was that thing?
Vitamin D.
But yeah.
She wanted to keep it to herself.
I didn't have any problems with that. If you would have told me, if you would have came out, because you're older than me, so I expect you to be, you know. But she didn't do that. She led me astray, and there was another person there, and she didn't tell me.
So going forward,
she was on her city girl shit.
Okay, she had a hot girl summer. So you think going
in the back,
hot girl summer? Do you think going forward, like, you'll stick with the people, girls more your age, or do you think you'll go toward that more older demographic?
A lot of girls my age are silly.
Yeah.
And they can't relate to what I'm talking about.
You know, and I hear that a lot from guys.
I don't like
his
a girl that lasts too much. I can't stand a girl that lasts too much.
Can't stand a girl that lasts? She can't be happy then.
Nah, not too much.
I like a girl to teach me something.
Ain't shit funny what you laughing
funny,
at?
Man. Like, life ain't.
I'm goofy, personally. Yeah, but like too much and all the time. I like a girl to teach me something.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I guess that's why you.
Life lessons. That's fine.
Yeah, he didn't see this.
You got to watch him.
He didn't see this more out here. Like, he didn't see the seriousness. Like, we just had Lil Richie in here. He was like, you know what? Like, you can't be a child just because you younger in this industry, you can't act like a child. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I can see you get exposed to certain things. Then you come back, and then they acting 16 still. You like,
right?
I mean,
show me something different.
I can't build with you, shawty. You know,
we friends though. Like, I keep them as friends. You feel me?
Yeah.
You can always call me and talk to me.
So how did that affect the music that you're getting ready to put out? Because you said we're gonna hear something.
Mm-hmm.
What mind state did that put you in?
It was like Summer Walker reversed.
Oh.
Not reversed, but like in reversed. Like in a dude. Like from
okay. Oh, okay. My okay. Bad. I was gonna say reverse.
Bad terminology, bad terminology.
City boy?
But I'm gonna just talk about I like to use different ways. So maybe I'll talk from her perspective and then I'll talk from my perspective.
Got you. Both sides.
Okay. I don't know yet though. It's still in the works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great segue because you got this song we was listening to before we came in. That All Right, man, with that featuring Styles P.
Yeah, be nice.
Yo, how did that joint come about? That joint is hot.
We my man Joey Bars. It was actually I found the beat during a session already, and after I recorded the song that I was already recording, he played some beats, and I took another beat. I took two beats from him, and one of the beats was All Right, and. I wasn't crazy about it in the beginning, but I showed it to the rest of my team and my engineer, and he heard that song with Rick Ross. Here I am. Mm.
Yeah.
Him and, who was that? Nelly? Nelly, Rick Ross. And,
yes.
Yeah.
You can be my lady, she can be my lover.
That joint.
We will break away in a song break in a second, honey, okay?
You shouldn't have did that, Young Prophet.
Petty.
Here I am.
That was my shit.
12 metal.
How you ain't even on the mic?
Nick up, first of all.
Old
Gillis. Old Littles.
Focus, sir. Focus.
Bro Gillis. All right, okay, thanks. Yeah, but so yeah, you like, you ain't like the beat. I want to know how did Styles get on that? Like how did that come about? You owe him a favor. Like he owe you a favor.
Actually, you hit it. Not me. You hit the favor point right on the head. He didn't owe me a favor. Right. He owed somebody. Somebody else. Word. Was part of my team. Wow. He's like okay. On another. He's like a far branch of the team, but he owed somebody a favor.
Word.
And my dude set it up.
Word. Boom.
Shout out to my dude. Shout out to Red.
I knew it. Oh, yes.
Shout out to Red. Shout out to
That's
Red.
That's that good, good.
I know, right?
It's good that niggas would come back and honor the faith.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's very honorable.
I like
honorable.
To hear that. He's mm-hmm. a like Red's that. A we don't hear that as much.
Yeah, absolutely. Red shout out to Styles P for that.
Okay.
So I have a question. You are very mature, just like with Lil Richie. It's just so amazing to see y'all as mature as you are. I know you don't like to focus on your age or whatever, but I've known you for a while. So it's like mm-hmm. to see the head on your shoulder is good. So how do you like adjust when you go back to kicking with your friends and, you know, get amongst that crowd? Like, how do you go back and adjust to?
I'm goofy too.
You are?
I got my times. And I have a certain group of friends that people may see me
and
with.
And they know. Because I feel like we talked about last time, it's more the people around you that change mm-hmm. as opposed to you that change. You know what I mean? People always like to say you change. No, y'all are the ones that change. So.
People will see me with my friends and they be like, oh, why are you? Not that my friends are, you know, they put negative influence on me, but we're kind of different in some aspects. So they'll be like, oh, why are you hanging out with? Because a lot of people expect me to hang out with, you know, A straight A students and all that. I hang with straight goofballs. They got brains, though.
They got common sense.
Yeah, we connect.
Absolutely.
And I feel like those group of friends, because I've been friends with, like, some of them from kindergarten, sixth grade. Those group of friends are the only, like, little piece of childhood that I have left.
Mm. Keep that.
So that's why I keep them close. Keep
that. That's dope.
And it'll be a blessing if y'all are able to grow together.
Yeah.
Like if you don't have to leave nobody behind.
I'm already doing my career. I'm already pursuing what I want to do. They don't know what they want to do after high school. Right. I'm already doing it.
Yeah.
That's dope. Speaking of, I know you brought the hat out here. You got the EMG music group. Tell the people what that's about. What's that about?
But where my hat?
You going to do this to me right now?
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
I'm going to bail you out. Answer the question first. Tell everybody what it's about, and then it's going to give the build the importance and why she wants the hat.
Okay.
EMG is my distribution company.
Word. Mm-hmm.
Shout out EMG. Yep. I've been rolling with them for like a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah. And they distributed in that new profit season now, right?
Yeah. Everywhere. Yeah. Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. Okay. It's lit.
I know you've been in everybody's subject to this. You know, whether you're in the game a short amount of time or a long amount of time. Do you get comparisons to anybody
in the game right now?
Yeah.
Nah, not really.
Word.
People say I look like dudes though. Like I've gotten
who
Nelly.
You look like? Okay.
I've gotten Nelly.
Yeah. Look, Nick kind of look like kind of favor Chingy a little bit, but I don't want to. I don't want to put that one hit wonder.
Who look
juice
like
on him. I don't want to put that juice on him. No, I don't
think Chingy. Not bad right there.
Chris Brown.
Right
too.
There.
Chris Brown.
Not right there. Chris, you can go for a young Chris in this Christmas.
Not in this Christmas. That was my movie. All right. I don't like that movie.
A little bit. Yeah. We got some fave joints, man. We do a Young Prophet faves. You know what I'm saying? So your favorite color is?
Blue. Always.
Blue. Favorite
Nipsey
sport.
Nipsey blue or what color blue?
Nipsey blue.
Nipsey okay. blue. When did that come about?
That's
I missed that
been
one.
About. It's been around. It's been about.
What color is that? What color?
Recipe neighborhood nip. Yeah.
It's word. A royal blue.
Oh, okay? Word. Okay.
It's like a deep royal.
You know what color.
Oh, man. I missed that one. I missed that one. Favorite sport?
Basketball.
Favorite. Okay. Favorite day of the week?
Friday.
Favorite dessert?
Brownies. I like brownies.
Favorite celebrity? That one.
We have a Kardashian Drake. Band.
Drake. Okay. Drizzy.
Watch it.
Favorite thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
I've slept really good.
Good for
very
you.
Important.
Good,
sleep.
Good
sleep.
For you.
Good sleep. Waves laying down. You see that shit?
Right.
I'm just going to be spinning.
I can't even show you.
Somebody going to throw up tonight.
I can't even show you. If I show you, you're going to go blind. I can't show you. If I show you, you go blind.
Yep. Oh,
not blind. Yeah, I got to go to work tomorrow. I can't be blind.
I almost segued to this earlier with favorite one-hit wonder. This is one. Favorite
one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
I like that dude, what's his name? Stiletto? What's his name? Silento.
Silento.
Yeah.
Silento.
Uh-oh.
I forgot it. Like.
Damn. That's crazy.
He was trying to do something else, but, you know.
I thought
He got that bag though.
Yeah,
I mean,
a lot of people aren't meant for long term. Maybe.
Yeah, right,
smart,
right.
If you're smart, you would get that bag while you can.
Yeah, right. while you white hot
and gracefully bow out
and extend it.
That, and I'm talking about a pretty curtsy.
Yeah, like a Shiggy type shit. Shiggy.
Okay.
Shiggy just shook the shit.
Look, he's still that trying to charge.
Fizzled
people.
The fuck out.
Hey, he got money to spend.
You can get Shiggy for RJ's birthday for like $150.
Don't tempt me. $150 sold.
All right, last door, dog. Favorite car.
Favorite what?
Favorite car.
I like. Damn.
Word.
I like a couple cars.
Yeah. Top three.
I'm gonna say. My favorite. I'm not gonna give you three.
All right.
I'm gonna give you the Koenigsegg Agera.
Oh wow!
You know what that is?
Well, yeah, that's the $2.1 million joint.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well,
yeah, that's
Ash crazy. Don't know what the hell. That's crazy. It's a what now?
It's a Koenigsegg Agera.
Koenigsegg Agera. Yeah, it's like that. What he said. That's what the man said.
I'm gonna have to ask Siri about that one
because
I don't even know how to spell that.
Siri, what the fuck is a Koenigsegg? What is a kamikaze? She's gonna give me a drink.
Like you are being complicated.
I'm not sure I understand.
I like the Bugatti suit.
Hate when niggas get big words.
Don't get Siri.
So somebody asked me this question yesterday in the interview, and I want to ask you, like, when you're going in the studio, pre-record, do you have any rituals that you go through? Anything that you have to do before you cut the mic on?
Nah, really, no. I just chill. I tell them play the beat. I just chill. I be on my phone for a minute. And then when I feel like I'm ready, I'm ready. I might start doing that ritual, ritual type shit.
I got a ritual.
But you know, see, that's the thing. And then once you start it, you have to keep on.
I don't have a problem with it because it feels like
it's natural. You meditate?
I do meditate.
I feel like I would do that too.
You probably get the beat going. I'm not going to say what else I do.
Flick the bean. Flicking the bean.
Nah, jump the bomb.
Okay, well, you got
to get myself together.
Young Prophet, you out here serenading these hoes, man. That's crazy. you like the new LL Cool J.
LL. Ladies love. So what's the name of the new project?
The new one coming out?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you.
Dang, we can't even get the No Advisory exclusive.
You better make sure you come.
Hold on, you got a secret project?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's in the works. Like I haven't even written like the first.
Okay. Like, but do you have a name like solidified you know what for you the want. Project?
We always know.
That's on title right now. That's what you're trying to tell you.
But I feel like you're not saying it, so we want
to
know.
That's what you're trying to tell y'all, nigga.
Yep. You said what?
It is kind of untitled, though.
Oh.
To me, it's untitled. Yeah. I don't want to give you a title and then change it.
Right. Yeah. Right.
He'd be looking for some shit. He like, what?
I thought you said.
No, that ain't it. That ain't it. Because he told me.
Any features? We can't get a preview on anybody you thinking about putting on it? No? Can't get nothing?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, who?
I want to see your faces before I tell you. He's not like he used to be, but.
Okay.
In my book, he's still dope. Fetty Wap.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Yeah,
Fetty is talented. I can't listen to a lot of his music, but Fetty is talented.
Maybe. It's still in the works. We still got to talk it out. But I met him.
Well, you might as well.
I met him the night of my performance at the Bojangles Coliseum.
Oh, okay.
And he seen the rest of my performance. And I went outside. He jumped up the sprinter. He was like, yo, it was all love or whatever. He's really tall. I mean, I'm short. It was love. It was still love, though. He was rocking with the movement. And we were supposed to hit up the studio that night, but his phone died, so we ain't get to do it.
Keep your phone charged, Fetty.
I'm at 1%, speaking of.
Petty, she needs her charger.
You love using the word segue. It was a segue.
So you just performed at the Winterfest, right?
Yeah, that was crazy.
How was that energy?
Yeah. That was the best performance I've ever done.
Word.
For real?
I've ever done.
Now that's big for an artist to say, because you've done a lot of performances.
Yeah, I know.
Now,
what
are you
made
calling
that
it,
one so? I'm sorry.
That's what I was here to say.
What made that one so special?
It was just like it felt like destiny. Like that stage and the way the crowd. I'm not gonna lie. It wasn't like a whole lot of people there because I was literally the first dude on. Doors open at 7:00. I go on at 7:30.
Right.
So, but the whole visual that I had, like that stage is huge, and the fans and the reception, like that felt like it was supposed to be. I felt like it was my natural habitat.
Right.
Everything lined up for you,
and it was professional. And some people were shook. I'm not gonna say who on my team was shook, but some of them were shook, like nervous. I could see it in the face.
Right.
Nervous.
Right.
I wasn't nervous at all.
Word. Good for you. Good for you. Because I would have been a wreck. I would have.
Yo,
I
that's a difference. That's a difference.
It is a difference, people. Especially, but it's good that everything lined up for you. Because I feel like as a performer, before you go out on that stage, like that anxiety.
It can be bad.
So for everything to work out for a performance, it has to feel like, I bet you that was an amazing feeling for you.
Mm. But for you to say you wasn't nervous or you was good.
That's strong.
I don't get butterflies anymore.
Yeah.
You don't get butterflies anymore?
Mm-mm.
Good for you.
Give me I haven't seen a stage I got on that I've gotten butterflies. Recently.
Right.
So now that you
haven't rocked every stage, you got a lot of more stages to rock.
I know.
Now that you hit that peak, moving forward, what is something that you're gonna take with you? Like, now that I don't get those butterflies anymore, what is something that you feel like it's like, all right, this is what I have to keep doing. I got to keep riding this to keep that momentum.
Just keep being myself. Because when I'm on stage, I'm expressing a different part of me. I'm different.
Like is it whole, alter
my
ego?
My whole voice. You can say that. My whole voice changes. Like, I don't even know if it get high or lower, but I'd be like really, I don't be thinking. I just be blanking out and just
giving
them
I was just scared to ask if you ever black out a little bit.
I black out. Yeah. But I'm aware. I'm still aware.
Yeah. Right.
But it's an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, it kind of like, it's just like everything.
It's almost like probably when you watch back your performance.
Yeah,
like,
it's like, I did that.
Yeah, exactly.
I've done that.
It'd be cringy to me, really. It'd be cringy to me.
Yeah.
Because
you're a hard critic of yourself.
Very.
And of so, you know, but when you go in those spaces and you go in those spaces of like I call it semi-automatism. Like you're aware, like you said. Yeah, you're aware of what you're doing, but you're not necessarily aware and absorbing the energy of other people. It doesn't matter. Like, you doing you. Right. You're totally doing exactly what
element.
You in your element. It don't matter if somebody rocking with it or not.
Somebody could come on the stage trying to interrupt you, and guess what? I'm still going.
They was, too. When I performed Drip On Me, I seen, like, it was, like, two white dudes right here. And there wasn't a lot of people, but I seen those two white dudes that was right on the side. And they was singing that for word for word.
Look at that. And let me tell you.
They was that's going a feeling. Hard too.
That's
like,
a feeling.
It was going crazy.
That's
over
a
that
feeling.
Shit.
Yeah. That's a feeling. Up. Yeah. So for the people in the back, we, you know, our fans and our followers know who you are because you done been on a couple of times. Let them know what you got out right now, where they can find it, where they can find you.
I got out my new album. It's called Prophet Season. You know, it's on iTunes, Spotify, and you can find me on Instagram at Young Prophet, YoungProphit, and I have another account. It's called I Am Cypher, IMCYPH3R.
Speaking of Cypher, you need to come by and bless the Cypher, dog. We got a nice little training day
tomorrow
situation.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, dog. Really? Yeah, dog. It's been, oh, man. Oh,
other
man.
Artists?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come and through, so, eat them, and leave.
Yeah. just right there on the Cypher joint. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to sprinkle mine in there.
What type of beats?
It's only the best, man. Ain't not picking nothing bummy. It's going to be, like, the last couple times we didn't have the same beat, the BET Cypher's the most shady joint. The Shady Cypher beat.
Okay.
And
I know that's
fire. I forget the other one, CEO. But it was one that was done for the BET Cypher. So it's gonna be something similar like that. I think we might go with that Shot Caller beat this weekend. This Monday this week. That Shot Caller by the French.
I like that BET beat when it was like,
yeah.
Wait, I forgot how it went. Boom. It was
I know it's like it's not a lot of bass in it.
It is. Boom. It's that Rakim beat.
The Rakim beat.
Boom, 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 boom. Something, yeah. I forgot it.
Whatever we going with, dog. If we got to play that beat for you to get you over there, dog, then we just going to play the beat, dog. That's
right,
all it is.
Right.
Like,
just slide
like, what are you saying?
Just slide through.
That's what we going to do. So, dog, Prophet, man, we appreciate you coming out, man. As
you
always,
give
dog,
us
we didn't see
your
growth.
And all
growth,
that.
Growth.
He just sprinkled that.
You forgot.
You was in my head.
You was on that.
You was in my head.
Oh, yeah, I do.
He done told us about the other page.
I remember. Sorry. That was them. They was talking.
But thank you. Like Fatty said, thank you again for coming.
Yes, sir.
Coming back.
Yes, sir.
Of course. You want to see me again?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, sir, now.
I'm telling you, Prophet serenading them. Right. Your ass. Both of them seats better not be wet. Y'all better wipe them out.
Chill.
You need to wipe them down.
Chill.
All right, now.
You get on my nerves.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm the jerk at work.
I got to take a sip of coffee.
He is a minor.
It is what it is, man. It's Young Prophet. It's No Advisory. Yes. It's Petty P, Ashby, and the girl, P5.
One time.
That's right.
Y'all
No Advisory podcast. Bang. Who are you looking at?
What's up? Prophet. How you doing? You good?
Tell me.
You mind if I sit next to you? That's all right. That's all right with you? All right, bet.
You know.
Let me talk to you for a minute.
Enjoy your bars.
Enjoy your bars.
Go.
Where you wanna go? You and me, us. Just tell me if it's all right. Anything you wanna know about me or say about you, you know that it's all right. Just tell me if it's all right. Just tell me if it's all right. All right. If it's alright, tell me if it's alright.
I done been around the block. I can tell your demeanor, you don't like coming out a lot. Hypnotized by the smile you got. You a lost set of keys that just found the lock. Cause I'm not like them clowns on the gram. Posting with them Glocks and the money in their hand. Been around some dimes, but you look 100 grand. Do you mind me and money to my Clyde in advance? Tell me if it's alright. Tell me if it's alright. I can put you on that long flight. Be my little rider. Get the message clearer than the water in Bahamas. That's where they can find us, you and me. Listen, I don't do this usually, but this feeling is new to me. Got a lot of things you should see. Let me show you where you should be, my mate.
Where you wanna go, you and me, us. Just tell me if it's alright. Anything you wanna know about me, or say about you, you know that it's alright. Tell me if it's alright. Just tell me if it's alright. Alright. Just tell me if it's alright. Just tell me if it's alright.
Tell me if it's all tight, tell me if it's full safe. I'ma tear the walls up, we gon' run the roof down. But everybody know it's all right. Tell them that it's okay. You are not a white girl, I am not OJ. I will not kill you, only in the bedroom. Yeah, baby, all night, all day. Tell them that it's all right. Had to see the wedding, it was nice, it was all white. Had to see the bridesmaid and groomsmen. Everybody came all tight. Tell them that we all good.
We all good.
You can tell them that we all great. Everybody's in good hands. Don't nobody need all state. You can tell them that we all right.
We all right.
Or you can tell them that we all left. You can tell them that we all jam.
Yeah.
Or you can tell them that we all step. Go, go, go.
Where you wanna go? You and me, us. Just tell me if it's all right. Anything you wanna know about me or say about you, you know that it's all right. Just tell me if it's all right. Just tell me if it's all right. All right. If it's alright, just tell me if it's alright.
Say you just mature for that fantasy. But it would be for real if you ran with me. No games, no lies, it's the man in me. I'ma let you know the truth where you stand with me. Low profile whenever it goes down. If them didn't know, I bet that they know now. Me and you together, we be going so wild. You about to leave the club or you going home now? Come through, I'll be waiting. Need your fragrance, goodness gracious. When it's you, I have no patience. Yo, Typhoon, have another deuce racing. So tell me if it's alright. Tell me if it's alright. Don't make me wait all night. Cause you looking like the type to wife. I'ma need you in my sight for life. And that's straight up facts. Girl, relax. You and me is the perfect match. Feeling on your head while I rub your back.